Welcome to Shomar Shalom Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom Aleihem Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Samaches. And at Amud Beis, in the beginning of the seventh parak of Yuma, the Mishnah says that there's eight brachas that the Kohen Gadol says in Yom Kippur when he reads the Torah. The Maharsha over here in Daf Ayin, when he speaks about this part of the Mishnah, he says the reason why we say eight brachas. Because the Torah was said betamnei apo, meaning there's eight ways the Torah, so to speak, expresses itself. And the Maharsha refers to two things. One is we have eight nekudos in the Aleph Beis. The truth is we have nine, but the Shva we don't count. So we have eight actual nekudos, and because we have eight nekudos, so that's the way the Torah expresses itself. Because the nekudo, as the Vilna Gaon explains in Sefer Yetzirah, Nekuda is the way that the Torah talks to us. I see letters, but how do I read the letters? With the Nekudas. So there's eight ways to express the Torah. Another thing the Maharsha points out is that the Torah is called in eight different ways in the Mizmor Tamni Apo. What is Mizmor Tamni Apo? Mizmor Kuf Yotes in Tehillim, that every letter is mentioned eight times, with eight Alephs, eight Beis, eight Gimel, etc. And that Mizmor is referring to the Torah. And there, the Torah has different ways the Torah is called. And the way the Radak and the Malbim over there, in the beginning of Tehillim Kavites, tell us that there's different ways the Torah is called. The Radak goes, gives a whole list. He says it's called Derech, a Torah, Eidus, a Pkudim, or Mitzvah, a Mira, a Dibur, a Mishpat, a Tzedek, a Emuno, different names the Torah is called. The Malbim says it's really six, Torah, Eidus, Pkudim, Mitzvah, Chukim, Mishpatim, and then there is also Dvarecho, Imrsecho, or Drochim. The Maharsha says it's really eight, meaning there's some that you omit. Maharsha does not explain which one you omit, but there's eight ways you call the Torah, the name of the Torah. Torah, different ways you refer to the Torah is eight ways. So the Torah is revealed in eight ways. Now, there's something else the Maharsha does not point out over here, but this is the Maharal in a few places. One of them is Tiferes Perek Beis. The Maharal says the whole Torah is eight. He says when you look at the Tehillim Perek Yutes, Hashemayim Misamei Kfarot Keil, it speaks about the world. So there's seven psukim, and the eighth pasuk it says Torah Hashem Temimo, meaning the Torah is. We start talking about the Torah in the eighth pasuk, and when we're talking about the Torah in Perek Kuf Yutes that we're talking about there, we have eight psukim for every letter because we're talking about the Torah, and the Torah is eight. So the Maharal explains in the Pid Darkoi that this world is everything is seven. There's 7 days to the week. There's seven dimensions to every square. There's seven notes in music. The Shiva Koich Veleches. The world is revealed in seven. Eight is above the world. That's why Bris Milah, which comes from something above, not based on our free will, as belongs to the number eight. Also Torah, which is above the world, belongs to the number eight. Eight is me'ala teva. According to Maharal, sheva is teva, seven represents nature, eight is above it. So Yimei, what the Maharal is referring to, he's saying, the reason why in Yom Kippur there's eight brachas on the Torah, because the Torah is revealed as an eight. And therefore there's eight brachas, not just a random brachas, it's eight specifically, because the Torah is revealed as the number eight. Now, one can ask, why Dafka Yom Kippur, the Torah is revealed as eight? So here, maybe one can answer, we already spoke about it in the past, that the number eight is specifically revealed in the day of Yom Kippur. We have Achas Lamalo, V'Sheva Lamato. We have the Hazayas, or eight. There's a special Gilui, revelation of the number eight in this day, and Amevin Yavin, there's more to talk about this Pechina. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shalva email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshalva@gmail.com.